Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dan Zangrilli got a break from the Pirates this weekend because he was celebrating his 40th birthday yesterday. Dan, congratulations on all your success getting to the Hill and now over it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Andrew. It's great to be 40.
What kind of cake did you celebrate 40? With? Did you do cookie cake, ice cream cake? You strike me as a very plain cake guy.
So we did no cake, did some milkshakes yesterday. And
Did you get a malt? What is this, 1950? I mean, what did we do
here?
No,
double entendre with Father's Day and the 40th. No, just a regular cookies and cream milkshake. It was delicious. Fantastic.
Dan, one topic that's gotten thrown around today with Shohei Ohtani coming back is the prospect of Paul Skeens becoming a hitter and pitcher again in his baseball career. What is your take on that?
I don't really see the value in jeopardizing what is maybe the greatest pitcher of our generation, maybe of all time. I have no idea what sort of hitter he would become in the big leagues, and I'm not that curious to want to run it out. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if he was to dedicate full time to being a major league hitter, by everything that we've heard, he could be, I don't know, a good one, a serviceable one, maybe a great one, but that ship sailed long ago. I don't think that just because there's a dire need for offense that you would take this guy and try to screw around with something like that. I know they've done it with Ohtani, and I don't know if, you know, his injuries and what he's had to endure over his career are related directly or indirectly of him being a two-way player. But I just don't think that because Ohtani's doing it, the Pirates should explore that opportunity with Skeens. He's just so good on the mound. Just take that and figure out the rest, right? Rather than create a potential other problem because of this great curiosity of what he might become.
Dan, the offensive stats under Donnie Kelly really are not much better than they were under Derek Shelton. The difference has really been their record up until this series in one-run games. They've won a lot more of them under Kelly or had than they did under Derek Shelton. So for you, a guy that's watching every game and dealing with frustrated Pirates fans after every game, most games, who to you has been the most disappointing Pirates hitter this year and why?
Ke'Bryan Hayes. I mean, it's a power position. It's a high draft pick. It's somebody that, you know, does impact the baseball at times viciously. He hasn't developed. Everybody wants to point to Henry Davis being rushed to the big leagues and talking about him as a bust. And you know, Hayes is the biggest internal solution that hasn't panned out. He's the guy with, albeit a very palatable and relatively speaking, not a large contract, but by Pirates terms, especially in length of commitment,
yep.
Especially how it was front-loaded to get him the most dollars of this deal up front, that's been the biggest disappointment by far. And I don't think that there's really a close second, and I'm not sure.
I actually thought you were going to say somebody else. So you said there's not a close second. I thought there was another name you were going to throw at me there.
Probably Sawinski would be the other one.
Actually, I didn't even think about him, but that's not a bad call. How about Reynolds? Dan, he's been bad in June. I mean, let's get to that elephant in the room. This is supposed to be the month of the year where Brian Reynolds gets up like the Undertaker on Twitter. He's hitting way under 200 again. He's been the same Brian Reynolds all year, which is a below average major league hitter.
Listen, there's not a lack of options that we could choose from as to who's been the problem, Andrew. You could point the finger in a lot of directions.
The only reason why I said Reynolds was because I didn't have expectations for Hayes at all this year. I did for Reynolds because he's been a very consistent hitter. So I'm trying to figure out what the hell's happened to the guy this season.
Well, I guess the reason why I didn't pick him or power rank him at the top of the list, and don't get me wrong, he gets not a free pass here by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, Hayes has been the biggest one. Reynolds, at least at times, has had his spurts. He has hit the ball out of the ballpark. He has some RBI in there. While, yes, it has been a largely disappointing year, I don't think he's been the biggest problem. But, yes, relative to the contract, relative to what he's supposed to do, sure, he has been an issue. He needs to be far more consistent. Though, I will say this about Reynolds, and we've kind of known this, and the Pirates did sort of sign up for this. If you look at his track record, there's been, like, good year, not so good year, not so good year. He's almost alternated. He really hasn't put together back-to-back, like, really solid years. That's, you know, we've got a pretty good sample size on him. That's always been his MO for whatever reason. He's kind of taken, not years off, but he hasn't been able to string together, like, two really good all-star seasons. There's always been something that happens, you know, the subsequent year. And this has been, I think, more dramatic in one of those off years relative to what Reynolds has done. But, yeah, I mean, you pull a name out of a hat, Andrew. They've all underperformed.
160, OPS of 543 in June. A homer and five ribbies, and now we're at the halfway point of the month. Pirates' best
and
hitter.
Here you,
yeah.
I was gonna, and here you sit with Andrew McCutchen.
I was just going to say that. You stole the words out of my mouth. That was exactly what I was going to say. Andrew McCutchen is the Pirates' best hitter in 2025.
And
unbelievable.
What a backhanded compliment that is. What a backhanded
it is,
compliment
exactly.
that is. And he, you know, he's a fringe Hall of Famer for my, I mean, he deserves the
Pirates Hall of Famer for sure.
Yeah, well, yeah, the I mean, he's going to have the number retired. You know, the World Series championship probably stands in the way of the statue. But think about this. The best offensive acquisition made has been by Bob Nutting, because he's the one that acquired McCutchen, if you think about it, the second time around.
And
he's
I don't think the manager and GM were crazy player. About him coming back this year, from what I heard. I don't think they were crazy about it, because they didn't want the DH spot occupied by him every day. That's what I heard about it, anyways.
But he's been the guy that's basically posted up every single day, as we talk about over 6 months. Listen, Cruz at times over these 2 week stretches, he'll take your breath away. Reynolds obviously has been really good, and you know, IKF has been pretty steady Eddie, but at least from, you know, what's a power threat up there, what does an opposing pitcher have to actually account for, and maybe who is the toughest out in that lineup?
Yep.
Again, this isn't supposed to be that way. He's supposed to be hitting seventh and playing 4 days a week in an ideal world, but it's been McCutchen posting up, hitting second every day, which is wild.
Dan Zangrilli got some well-deserved time off. I believe you'll be back tomorrow night for the Leland Cup.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to buy a carton of cigarettes right now.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.